KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, it's cloudy and 51 degrees. We look for a good chance of showers today, mainly through about the midday hours, a high around 66, and showers and thunderstorms later again tonight, a low around 54. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. A landmark in Stanton that has stood the test of time for about 100 years is coming down later this year. The Omaha World Herald reports a tower fashioned to look like a Swedish coffee pot will be removed by a crane and placed on the grounds of the nearby Swedish Heritage and Cultural Center. The water tower is being removed because repairs would be too costly. Instead, it will be refurbished and put on display at the Cultural Center and will sit on the south side of the Cultural Center about a half a block from the childhood home of Victoria Christine, an actress and Stanton native who appeared on American televisions as Mrs. Olson in the Folgers coffee commercials, teaching newlyweds how to brew a good cup of coffee. It's not known when the coffee pot will be fully restored. The city of Stanton will pay $30,000 to remove the coffee pot, move it, and dismantling the legs that hold it about 125 feet above the ground. The Stanton Historical Society, which operates the center, will need to raise $73,000 to repaint and refurbish the coffee pot, which was built to function as a water tower while also serving as a tribute to the city's Swedish heritage and a nod to Virginia Christine. News time is 8:03.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. Five Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
Well, there won't be a superintendent sharing agreement between the CAM and Coon Rapids Bayard school districts, but the school officials say they are open to a similar arrangement with the Nottoway Valley District in Greenfield. As we mentioned, following the CAM school board meeting back on March the 31st, Superintendent Steve Pelzer and Board President Gary Dinkla told the board that they have been approached by the Coon Rapids Bayard School District to see if there is any interest in sharing a superintendent beginning next school year. CRB was interested in a 60-40 split of the superintendent's time. Since then, the officials with Nottoway Valley have also indicated they would be interested in exploring a sharing agreement. According to Superintendent Steve Pelzer, the CAM school board decided Monday that the distance between CRB and CAM was too much of a hurdle to overcome and that they were therefore not interested in pursuing that particular arrangement. The board was, however, open to continued discussions with Nottoway Valley. Reasons for exploring a superintendent sharing agreement with neighboring school districts boils down to financial incentives. The Iowa legislature passed operational sharing incentives, equaling 8 students for each district that is sharing a superintendent. The districts would be eligible for the incentive for 5 years, and that amounts to about $50,000 per year. The Griswold School Board earlier this week held off on approving the 2014-2015 district calendar. That decision followed a public hearing on the early start waiver and conversion to an hour-based calendar, during which there were no comments from the public Monday evening. Superintendent Dana Kunze.
The board did not approve the calendar. They're going to make some suggestions to the teachers group that proposed the calendar and possibly rework that.
And Kunze said the reason they didn't approve the calendar was essentially the same reason many schools don't want to start too early.
I think it boils down mostly to just the start date looking like it's just creeping earlier and earlier into August. So yeah. That was something that they were concerned about.
In other business, the Griswold School Board on Monday approved a list of Cass County Sheriff's officials who applied for authorization to carry weapons while they're off duty on school grounds.
Of course, Sheriff Darby McLaren, Corey Larson, Kyle Quist, John Westering, and Ryan Johnson.
And the interim police chief in Council Bluffs has been given a unique opportunity to formally welcome his son as an officer. Captain Ray Mabbitt swore in his son Christopher Mabbitt on Monday as the newest member of the Council Bluffs Police Department. The elder Mabbitt, who took the interim role in March, called the situation one of his most memorable on the job. Christopher Mabbitt is a third-generation officer following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather. He's a former corrections officer for the Pottawatomie County Jail. The Council Bluffs Daily Nonpareil reports a 14-week stint at the State Police Academy is up next year for the younger Mabbitt, followed by 17 weeks of on-the-job training. Police in Lenox were involved in a foot pursuit on Monday. Authorities say the chase began shortly after officers responded to an ambulance call at around noon. They later learned that one of the persons at the scene, identified as 20-year-old James Cody Simmons of Indianola, was wanted on a Department of Corrections ward for violation of probation. Officers were unable to locate Simmons, but then at around 9:20 p.m., authorities received a call about a suspicious male walking on the highway about 1.5 miles south of Lenox. That person matched the description of Simmons. When officers responded to the scene, Simmons ran into a field, and after a foot pursuit, he was taken into custody. Simmons was transported to the Taylor County Jail, where he was charged with interference with official acts. In addition to the warrant, Simmons was being held without bond in the Taylor County Jail. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday that two Glenwood men were arrested on Monday on assault charges. 22-year-old Derek Edward Rodwell was arrested at around 11:25 p.m. and held without bond on charges of domestic abuse assault and for a violation of a protection order. He was also charged with two counts of criminal mischief, for which bond was set at $5,000. 40-year-old Jeffrey Dale Liddell of Glenwood was also arrested and held without bond on a charge of domestic abuse assault. He was taken into custody around 11:30 p.m. on Monday. And on Tuesday morning, 30-year-old Melissa Ann Holt of Omaha was arrested in Mills County on a warrant for violation of a protection order. Her bond was set at $200. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday the arrest on Saturday of a Council Bluffs woman on drug charges. 53-year-old Julie Ann Vore was arrested at the East Stop in Emerson at around 11:10 p.m. On Saturday, she faces charges that include possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine, possession of a controlled substance marijuana, a drug tax stamp violation, and on a warrant for violation of her probation. Vore was being held in the Mills County Jail on $111,000 bond. Early Saturday morning, 41-year-old Patricia Margaret Zestera of Glenwood was arrested in Mills County for serious assault, interference with official acts, and false reporting an emergency by 911. And just before 1 a.m. Saturday, 33-year-old Joseph William Anderson of Malvern was arrested in Mills County on a charge of public intoxication. His bond was set at $300. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, a Northern Iowa police officer is recovering from hand surgery following an accidental shooting at a gun range. The Hampton Police Department says the accident happened last week during a night handgun qualification. Firearms instructor Al Brandt, a Hampton officer, tried to clear the weapon malfunction, but the gun fired and one of his hands was struck. Unidentified material that's washed ashore in southwestern Australia is being examined for any connection to the missing Malaysia Airlines jetliner, but the chief commissioner of the Australian Transport Safety Bureau says the object is unlikely to have come from Flight 370. The material appears to be sheet metal with rivets. The assault trial of singer Chris Brown is set to begin today in Washington, D.C. Brown and bodyguard Christopher Hollacy were arrested in October for allegedly punching a man. Hollacy claims was trying to board Brown's tour bus. Hollacy was already tried and convicted of assault. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements next.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call 5 Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. 5 Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. 5-Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
In the funeral announcements, Paul Doug Ludwig, age 61, of Casey, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Doug Ludwig will be today at 10 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Thomas Schroyer, age 76, of Benora, died Sunday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Thomas Schroyer will be today at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Benora. Herbert Hansen, age 89, of Brayton, died April 16th in Des Moines. A celebration of life service for Herbert Hansen will be today at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Scott Greving, age 33, of Carroll, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Scott Greving will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Holy Spirit Church in Carroll. Odie Twitt Funeral Home in Carroll has arrangements. Jack Rogers, age 80, of Manning, died Friday. Funeral services for Jack Rogers will be Thursday at 10:30 at the United Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Richard Dick Hansen, age 74, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Dick Hansen will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Susan Nyman, age 56, of Elkhorn, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Susan Nyman will be on Thursday, at 2 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Martha Whetstone, age 88, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Martha Whetstone will be Friday at 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Mary Baldus, age 95, who's formerly of Carroll, died Sunday in Minnesota. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Baldus will be Friday at 10:30 at the Holy Spirit Church in Carroll. Odie Twitt Funeral Home in Carroll has arrangements. Wilma White, age 95, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Wilma White will be Friday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Carl Johnson, age 92, of Lewis and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday. Memorial services for Carl Johnson will be Friday at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Milton Craig, age 86, of Stewart and formerly of Menlo, died Sunday. Graveside services for Milton Craig will be Friday at 2:30 at the Rose Hill Cemetery in Menlo. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Tom Ingersoll, Jr., age 60, formerly of the Villisca area, died December 29th. A celebration of life service for Tom Ingersoll, Jr. will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Charles Barrett, of age 88, of Harlan, died Friday. Memorial services for Charles Barrett will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Clara Simons, age 80, of Harlan, died April 16th. Funeral services for Clara Simons will be on May the 2nd at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.